Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 5th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We write and share these messages generally each weekday morning with the intent to encourage and instruct in the Scriptures. Today's message is titled Spiritual Freedom. Scripture text here, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ from John 8:36.
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Yesterday was Independence Day, a holiday here in the USA, and you're off work today as well. It should historically be a time we express thanks for our political freedoms, although many take these freedoms for granted and may not notice that they are systematically being diminished. We are aware that these messages are read all over the world by our fellow brothers and sisters who live under varying degrees of political freedom. Most of you live in countries with relative freedom in this regard. However, others live in places with religious oppression and in some cases outright persecution. However, we really doubt if this material reaches those living in actual slavery, although millions live under such conditions.
Today we want to share about a freedom that is available to all that is infinitely greater than any political or religious freedoms we may or may not enjoy here for the present. 100 or 1,000 years into eternity, I suspect that where we lived during our brief earthly sojourn will be of little regard, with the one exception of our decision to surrender our lives to Jesus Christ.
In John chapter 8, Jesus confronted the Pharisees and religious leaders of his day who had challenged his authority. The encounter specifically began when Jesus asserted, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged Jesus and the validity of his testimony. And of course, that challenge has been at the very heart of resistance to God's redemption plan ever since.
Jesus taught that those who hold to his teaching are truly his disciples. He said to them in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, this especially insulted the proud Pharisees who responded, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?"
But Jesus was speaking of a slavery that impacts the entire human race. Rich or poor, powerful or weak, educated or uneducated, politically free or oppressed, people from every background are slaves to sin. Yet this is the very slavery that Jesus came to free us from.
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
If you're a citizen of a free country, don't take it for granted. Give thanks to God for this wonderful privilege and consider those who sacrificed for your freedoms. Let us also pray for our brethren who do not have these freedoms. Some of you are reading this. Above all, give thanks to God that Jesus paid the supreme sacrifice that we might be freed from the slavery of sin. That's something that we can all rejoice in, no matter the political persuasion of our country. Today, are you free indeed?
Well, let's pray together. Father, how glorious it is to enjoy freedom from sin, thanks to the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, on our behalf. My life, once enslaved to sin, now enjoys the freedom from that which once held me captive to Satan's bondage. I live in victory because you have set me free, and I am now free indeed. Thank you, Father, for delivering me from the domain of darkness and transferring me into the kingdom of your Son, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Amen.
Amen.
And let me just add a P.S. to that prayer. We do pray for those who are held captive,
yes, Lord,
in unfree lands and where their voice cannot be heard or is certainly stifled, those who want to preach the truth of Jesus Christ. Pray that you would strengthen them, encourage them, and help their families as they are separated to take courage and to just continue to trust you for all that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
I don't want to forget, the Bible commands us to not forget those who are in prison. Of course, that is speaking in that context of those in prison for their faith. Well, my message yesterday, many of you may periodically hear us refer to a very small country church that we have a part-time pastoring role in, and it was on this topic of spiritual freedom, and being a sermon, I made it 3 points, and I'll share those today at the conclusion. The freedom Jesus Christ provides is freedom from the bondage of sin, and that's scripture text, Romans 6, verse 18. Freedom from guilt and shame, that's Colossians 1, 21 to 23. And freedom from the fear of death, and that's Hebrews 2, 15. Well, thanks for joining us today. We have a couple pictures posted. We have, they made a trip Friday, and regular readers and listeners, they noticed that we did not prepare a message on Friday. We had gone up Thursday to a viewing and Friday up to see my brother in the Lehigh Valley. On the way, we stopped to get some fresh sweet corn from a farm stand, and I've got an interesting picture, I think anyway, of a old order Mennonite wagon with trays of shoe-fi pies. The lady told me they were made that morning. Horses eating from the tree. And then Friday, we toured the Mack assembly plant, Mack truck. You've probably heard the phrase, some of you, built like a Mack. We toured the only place where they make the Mack trucks in the United States, in McCungie, Pennsylvania, near Allentown. And it was one of the best factory tours I've ever been on. And I have a picture of me sitting in the cab of a brand new Mack truck, if you're interested. Well, music today, I didn't ask Brooksine for much input on this, but one song that I considered is Jesus I Come, and it has a phrase, out of my bondage. How does the rest of that go?
Jeez. Into thy light.
Into thy light. Well, it's a nice version.
And, beautiful song. I love it.
I don't know. There's probably other songs on freedom. We are sort of at a holiday mode here as well. It's in America, many are taking the 5th off because Sunday's normally a time off, but we wanted to get a message off, especially since we missed Friday. But we'll share that song. It's available as a YouTube video. Well, have a blessed day today. Count your blessings and count the blessing of freedom, the freedom you have, if you have it politically, but also much, much greater, the freedom we have spiritually, freedom from sin. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, July 5th, 2010. Have a blessed day.